It's quitting time, Sully.
So it is. Where's the day gone? How about a pint for the road, Hondo? On the house.
Don't mind if I do. That's thirsty work I'm doing down in your basement.
I'm sure it is. And I'm grateful, old friend.
Yeah, well, let's see if you're still grateful when you get my bill.
Here you are.
Come to Papa. Nectar of the gods, that is.
Did you run into any trouble downstairs?
A few splinters, maybe, but nothing I can't handle. What do you want in the old wood from those racks?
No, I was going to toss it out. Why?
I was thinking I'd bring it home for my wood stove. Should burn nicely.
It's all yours.
How old are those wine racks down there?
I'm not sure. Pretty old. I don't know how some of them are still standing.
A few of them are so old they fell apart when I breathed on them.
With your breath, I don't wonder.
Good one. How long has this place been a pub?
No one really knows. Before it was Sully's, it was O'Brien's. And before that, it was Finnegan's. Those wine racks were down there in Ian O'Brien's time, when I worked for him. In all my years tending bar, I don't think I ever got anything out of that wine cellar.
Well, then this belongs to you.
A bottle of wine? Where'd you find this?
It was in one of the racks. It kind of flipped up in the air when I started pulling the wood apart. I caught it just before it hit the floor. It would have made quite a mess.
Oh, thanks, Hondo. Let's see what we have here. La Caprice Ordo, 1979.
Put on your glasses, Sully.
All right. 1779.
That wine is more than 200 years old.
Wow. You know, some people have said that there's been a pub on this spot since the time of the American Revolution. I guess they're right. I wonder how this bottle went unnoticed for so long.
It had kind of slipped down between the racks. I'd wager that no one's seen it for years. Well, it's found now, and she's all yours. Lucky catch that was.